The bubble doll experiment was much more important than it's presented in the literature. See, I was doing studies on observational learning and then testing four processes by which it operates. You have the intentional processes. This determines what you look at, which models. Then the representational process, that's fleeting, so you have to have some kind of representation of it. And then the translation process, how do you go from thought to action? And finally, motivational processes. Most of what we learn by observation, we do not perform. It was at this time that television got introduced. We had a national environment in which families were sitting in their home and observing every imaginable form of violence because the network were under the false assumption that people craved violence. And so they were using gratuitous violence to get the kids interested in science at the same time put in, you know, some excitement in it. And so I was doing the study while there was this cultural problem, and parents had now convinced the Senate and the House to start setting up hearings. Why all this violence, and what effect can it have on our children, and so on. And so I decided I can easily add symbolic modeling, in which the models presented on television. So we got a television box, and we used a real projection into the box.
Yeah.
And we had a television program. And, you see, the problem we have with our field is the environment has changed radically. Mm. Namely, virtually all of our psychology was focused on learning by direct experience, so that the kids are learning from their peers at school or so on. From the early views of modeling to modeling through the symbolic media.
Yeah.
And the tremendous power, you can actually bypass your physical environment and be transcended. And you can be learning from models all over the place. And an influential model can influence millions of people.